mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Michael Bagnarek, Libertarian presidential candidate, a good friend of mine from right here in Austin, Texas, is joining us. Then in the third hour, Jim Tucker from American Free Press, 26 years covering the Bilderberg Group. He just got back and has posted some new articles that we have on the website from the Bilderberg Group meeting in Italy. That's in the third hour. In the first hour, I got into this Newsweek article admitting that secret military police are going to run our neighborhood watch programs, are going to control our lives, how they're harassing people at rallies, going after people. Total, you know, Sovietization of America, Nazification. And then callers call in going, oh, yeah, the National Guard's taking over our police department, merging it, you know, with the new city building. And same thing here in Austin. I mean, that isn't freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Going back to Clayton in Missouri, I haven't heard the show. People are saying Tex Mars was getting into Nicholas Berg. He supposedly got his head cut off. All I know is that Nicholas Berg had the classic intelligent agent background. He drops out of an Ivy League school with an almost perfect grade point average with a bag of electronic tricks to help people worldwide. He works with a member of the Iraqi group that's been caught in smuggling things for organized crime. He was also on the payroll of the State Department. He works at Abu Ghraib prison. He's involved with two of the hijackers. On and on and on. Then, where he supposedly gets his head cut off, has the same color paint as Abu Ghraib. He's sitting in the same white chairs they've got. On and on and on. All I know is it stinks to high heaven. And top forensic experts, I mean, major university heads in the U.S. have said the video is obviously fake. Just from forensics, then video experts have looked at it and said it's fake. So with that background, go ahead and say what you're going to say, Clayton.
Well, that's basically most of what Tex was saying, that he was a low-level Mossad agent, but he was on the CIA payroll, which makes me wonder if...
He did have the Israeli passport, but what other evidence did Tex have that he was Mossad? I think the evidence shows CIA.
Well, he was on the CIA payroll, but he was recruited by Mossad, which I wanted to ask you the question, does this mean that our intelligence agencies are intertwined?
Of course they are.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you want to know who the heart of it is, the big bosses, the real experts are the British. They sit above our intelligence, and then Israel's below that.
Okay. Then I want to ask a question. Are intelligence agencies intertwined across the world, like the British MI6, the CIA? The
Mossad? To some degree.
Okay. So, they do cooperate and do black ops together. But, yeah, he basically said that... He was sacrificed to deflect attention from the torture on the Iraqi prisoners, and he laid out, he talked about it for about a half an hour. It would be nice if you could get Tex on the air and go over it.
I will. Thanks for the call.
God bless.
I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan. Alan, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
I will. Thanks for the call.
Let's put him on hold. It's a big rule in talk radio to turn your radios off. And we don't have time to go to calls right now. We got a guest coming up, but we'll go to your calls when Michael Bagnarek, the Libertarian presidential candidate, joins us coming up here in the next segment. Then, of course, we'll get into Bilderberg Group in the third hour. I got a bunch of news on the interest rate, a bunch of key news on oil prices, and we'll also get into just a ton of other police state news. Plus, researchers exposed to anthrax, we talked about this some on Friday, this is out of the Associated Press, this is another example of how dangerous these bioweapons labs are. Every month or so, I hear of some lab leaking something, a Russian dying of Ebola, you know, foot and mouth in England, West Nile here, you know, botulism there, and now they're going to create even more deadly strains. Well, we know they're already created, they say they're now creating them, you know, that means it was a decade ago, at these level 4 bioweapons labs all over the country. So we'll get into that as well. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. The Libertarian presidential candidate straight ahead.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now 8 minutes and 20 seconds into this second hour. Thank you for joining us. Again, next hour, Big Jim Tucker, American Free Press, his 26th visit to the Bilderberg Group meeting. He just got back from Italy. Always gives us big scoops. We're talking 10, 12 months before they develop, because Bilderberg Group really does set much of the policy for the globe, for the world. Over the next 50 minutes, we're joined by Michael Bagnarek, a good friend of mine, who has done a lot of great work. He's a libertarian right here in Austin, Texas. He beat out Aaron Russo, the libertarian presidential candidate spot. And he's, I couldn't think of a better candidate. Both those men were great, and he has truly informed the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I've got questions for Michael Bagnarek, how he would handle things, what he's going to use this powerful bully pulpit to get the word out. And it's great to have him on with us. Mr. Bagnarek, good to have you on, buddy.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
You bet. I tell you, so many people, friends of mine, are out there just having huge effects all over the globe, and this is really exciting, and it's been great to see you on C-SPAN and see you getting the word out about the New World Order.
Well, we thank you for all the work that you have done, and you have been just basically an icon here in Austin, and I commend you for all the hard work that you do.
Well, I don't want to go into thanks for those kind words, but, I mean, Michael, you've done such amazing work. A documentary you made with Chris Athanas a few years ago about the Constitution, I consider to be preeminent. on that subject. I mean, you have truly studied this thing up one side and down the other and put it into function in your daily life. But before we go any further, just in a few minutes, what was the process like as you were chosen by the delegates to be the Libertarian presidential candidate, beating out some formidable competition?
Well, Saturday was the debate, and I was under the impression that I had a 15-minute speech to give, and I had been preparing that, and then discovered that I had a 3-minute opening and a 5-minute closing, which, you know, was fairly easy. I was able to listen to Aaron and Gary Nolan give their answers most of the time, which gave me just a few minutes to prepare for my answers. And
now, showing my ignorance, a week ago, the Statesman was reporting that you had won, or was that just one round?
No, that was the debate. I clearly won the debate, just basically because of my answers were short, to the point, and I constantly referenced the Constitution. I was trying not to talk to the delegates in the convention, but to the people watching C-SPAN. I was trying to deliver my message to non-libertarians so that we can grow the party and make a real difference. And apparently the delegates saw that. They saw how effective my answers were. And I was a come-from-behind candidate, and the vote was taken on Sunday afternoon.
And what was the result of that?
Well, the result, there were actually 3 votes taken. It was a very close race. Aaron Russo, Gary Nolan, and I all came with 33% of the vote. It was all 3 candidates got roughly the same number of votes, within like 12 votes of each other. And so the drama, the suspense, waiting for additional votes, and at the end, when the smoke cleared, I had come ahead and beat Aaron Russo in the third vote.
How did Aaron take that?
Aaron was very graceful. Aaron and I have been friends for as long as he's been in the campaign. The people from the Aaron Russo campaign have been helping the Bednarik campaign. The same is said for Gary Nolan. In previous libertarian conventions, the membership has become, you know, divided and split because of hard feelings as to who won the candidacy. And I fully admit that I was not everyone's first choice, but I think that I was everyone's favorite second choice. And when I won the nomination, I think that 80 or 90% of the libertarian membership was fully behind me. We are pulling the party together. We're developing a large amount of energy and synergy as all of these previous campaigns start to working together, and we are having a huge media hit. People are calling to find out about the come-from-behind candidate, and I point out that if I can come from behind in our party nomination, that there is a possibility that I could come from behind in the election.
Well, Mike, I have no doubt that if they actually let you on the stage with the two cousins, the two Skull and Bones members, that you'd wipe the floor with them. If you were given proper media attention, I have no doubt that you wouldn't be our next president, or if the CIA voting machines didn't get in the way. But bottom line, you'll be able to educate tens of millions of people in the process and grow the Libertarian Party and get more what I would call constitutional libertarians. That's kind of the more conservative libertarians. I would put you in that strata.
That's my job. And I appreciate you having me on the show. What I'd like to do is point people to our website, LP.org, which is obviously for Libertarian Party. They can also call 1-800-682-1776, and we will be happy to send you more information about my campaign and about the Libertarian Party in general.
Absolutely. I'd like to keep you with us for a while so we can take calls and get more into your platform. But first
Certainly.
Off, you're here in Austin. A couple months ago, secret military police out harassing people, threatening them at the law school just because they asked a general a serious question about the treatment of detainees at Abu Ghraib. Even before that was breaking in the news, folks, they brought up the mistreatment, and they got pretty shook up by that. I've been at meetings at the LBJ Center where we've had the military in plain clothes bumping into us, harassing us, telling us we can't videotape while everybody else can. Newsweek reports that they're going to set up military garrisons in the cities, have them running neighborhood watch. The total violation of the 10th Amendment and the Posse Comitatus Act. Number one, I'm sure you're aware of all this. How would you counter this if you were president?
What we need to do is we need to scale back federal power. We need to, in most cases, give that power to the states, and in several other cases, give that to the county governments. We, the people, ordain and establish the Constitution. We invented Congress, and therefore they work for us. Clearly, they are acting as if they work, you know, as if we work for them. And so, as you said earlier, my job is to spread the libertarian message, teach people about the Constitution, so that we, the people, can take back our cherished republic.
Amazing. And, I mean, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, now they've got 2.5 because they passed part of 2 last year. Now they're trying to pass the rest and more. I mean, speak about the Patriot Act, your knowledge of it, and how you're going to try to educate people on that subject.
Well, the Patriot Act is the most egregious named piece of legislation. It is anything but patriotic. It violates the Fourth Amendment because, theoretically, government agents could come in and do a search of your home without a warrant, which violates the Fourth Amendment. The Sixth Amendment protects your right to assistance of counsel. And according to the Patriot Act, theoretically, they can label you a terrorist, throw you in jail with no indictment, no time frame, no phone call, no assistance of counsel. And the truth of the matter is that in the United States, we are innocent until proven guilty. So in reality, you are not a terrorist until after the trial.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I say this every week because it's true. They can say black people are slaves again, but we're not to follow that law. That's an abhorrent law. How do we judge which laws are proper to follow and which aren't, Michael?
Well, we, the people, need to become more familiar with the Constitution. The purpose of the Constitution, and the only purpose, is to protect your rights and your property. Any time that the government is doing anything to take your property, for example, coming into town and using eminent domain to take your property, they will condemn a perfectly good building and then sell it to some corporation so they can make another $1 billion.
In fact, all over the country, they've caught big real estate firms controlling city councils, stealing elderly people's homes. They seem to, like wolves, target weaker members of the flock.
And the sad thing is that the people that we have elected to protect our rights are precisely the people who are taking advantage of those rights. You know, abusing a child is certainly considered reprehensible. But when it's a parent or a babysitter, someone who has taken the responsibility or has the responsibility to protect those children, when the person responsible for doing the protection is the same person violating the child, we just consider that more reprehensible than normal. And so our people elected to office have a fiduciary responsibility. They are obligated to protect our rights. It's not just a good idea. It's the law.
And it's the big law, not some regulation they pull out of a hat.
That's correct. And we, again, we the people have created Congress. They started out working for us. And over the course of time, we the people have become lazy. We, every one of your individual rights has an associated responsibility. I may have a right to keep and bear arms, but I have a responsibility to make sure that you don't get hurt with that weapon. If I own my own life, I am responsible for treating myself, I'm responsible for putting a roof over my head. Well, I am also responsible for saving for my own retirement. When we gave that responsibility, or where our parents, grandparents gave that responsibility to the government, you know, the Social Security system, nobody feels secure. And that's because we have given someone else the responsibility to care for us. The government has fallen down on the job, and now we are suffering the consequences.
Absolutely. I want to talk about your platform and then get your take on some of the current issues that are developing and taking place. But we've seen the size of government explode under Bush, explode under Democrats. I mean, it's got to be more obvious than ever that we don't even really have a two-party system.
Well, it's clear to me, and well, we do have a two-party system. The first party are the Democrats, Republicans. The second party are the Libertarians. The Republicans and Democrats want to increase your taxes, increase the size of government, increase the number of regulations that violate your rights. Libertarians want to lower taxes or eliminate them. We want to eliminate regulations that deprive you of your liberty to decide how to live your life. We want to make the government smaller.
Michael Bagnarik, LP.org. Stay right there. We'll be back after this quick break. get into more of these key issues, and take your calls at 800-259-9231, presentplanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got calls from Hawaii and Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, many other great places around America. For Michael Bagnarek, the Libertarian presidential candidate, coming from behind because of his eloquence, his intelligence, believe me, I've got a chance to watch him on local television about 50 times, and he's very impressive, knows his stuff. Because when you know your stuff, you know when somebody else knows what they're talking about, and sometimes his knowledge of certain subjects even plumbs the depths past mine. We can all learn from each other, and I think you'd make a great president, But bottom line, he's going to have a great chance to educate a lot of people. Now, we'll go to your calls, I promise, in the next segment, so be patient and be ready and be at your phones. But Mr. Bagnarek, continuing, let's talk about the war in Iraq, the draft, the Second Amendment, and electronic voting machines. But first off, the war in Iraq, give us in a nutshell your take on that.
Well, the war in Iraq is unconstitutional because it was never declared. Iraq has never attacked the United States. They have no army or no air force and no navy. There were no weapons of mass destruction found. And they're really not the threat that George Bush told us that they were. And the United States is basically there throwing their weight around for no good reason. We were told that Osama bin Laden and the Taliban were the ones who brought our World Trade Center down. And I don't know necessarily that that's true, but that's the information that we were told on television. So we should send our military after Osama bin Laden and the Taliban, not transferring all of that energy to another country that had little or nothing to do with that attack.
But we can't go after Bush's business partners.
Well, one of the things that the Constitution allows us to do is to do national defense. It does not give us the authority to do international offense. And I think that it's not fair to the American taxpayer for them to be spending their hard-earned money to have our military protecting Germany, Japan, Korea.
Well, they've already spent $400 billion off military budget, which is $400 billion, incidentally, a year by itself. So $800 billion in the last year and a half. It'll be over a trillion coming up here in just another year or so. All of that just so they can have the $3 trillion in oil that's in Iraq. What would you do with the Iraq situation? I mean, it's clear that they've appointed a puppet government, and then our government has the nerve to call that democracy. So address that and also the difference between a democracy and a republic.
Well, first of all, we are making the claim that they have sovereignty, but that's not true if the American military can ignore their sovereignty and, you know, trump any motion that they want. We in America love our freedom. We love to be free, and we don't allow anyone else to tell us how to live our lives. We need to have the same respect for the people in Iraq to let them decide how to live their lives.
But it's like, let's say if you were my employer, I was your employee, and then you said Alex acts on his own, but I've signed a contract with you. I mean, they appoint these people, then they're appointees backed up by 144,000 of our military. Then they say, oh, we want you to stay. Ooh, I mean, and they call that freedom. I mean, what a fraud.
Yes, it is definitely a use of power that is not authorized by the Constitution. You were asking me about the difference between a republic and a democracy. Most people are surprised to learn that we are not a democracy. That word does not appear in the Declaration or the Constitution anywhere. We are a constitutional republic. And the difference is that in a democracy, you can vote on anything. You know, my friends could get together. We can vote to take away your land, which means you have no rights. In a republic, the rights of the minority, the individual rights and private property are sacred, and a unanimous vote cannot take property away from someone.
And I'll go back to the issue of slavery. If 51% of the white people say, let's make blacks slaves again, in a democracy, ladies and gentlemen, that happens, and that's what always happens. In a democracy, I can get together with the town, get 51%, and say, we're going to make the other 49% of you our slaves. That will happen. And that's why Republicans and Democrats promote democracy, because then if 51% on the new CIA voting machines say there's no Second Amendment, that happens.
That's right. Rosie O'Donnell and her million moms went to Washington in March with the idea that if they just got enough votes that they could take away my Second Amendment rights. Well, if Rosie O'Donnell can vote away my Second Amendment, another group of radicals can go to Washington, 51%, can vote away your freedom of religion. They can vote away your freedom of speech. The Bill of Rights does not give you your rights. You have your rights because you are alive, because you were born. The First Amendment does not say you can go to any church you want. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. So the Bill of Rights are further restrictions on government power. We need to remind our politicians that that is true.
Okay, we'll get into the draft, the Second Amendment, and the voting machines when we get back. But first we'll go to these loaded phone lines, 800-259-9231, lp.org, to check out Michael Bagnarek.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle.
All right, my friends, it's Monday. Reached the halfway point in this global transmission against tyranny. I'm honored to have the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, Michael Bagnarek, joining us. And check out his platform, his ideas, at lp.org. We're about to go to these loaded phone lines, and then we'll get into the Bilderberg Group with Big Jim Tucker in the next hour as well. Going back to our guest, Michael, before we, and we're going to go to your calls in just a second, but the draft situation, let's talk about that briefly, because draft is indentured servitude, it is slavery. And now this new draft isn't just where they grab some 18 to 21-year-olds. They're talking 18 to 49 in some of the bills, 18 to 26, professionals. You'll have to serve here domestically as part of these tattletale squads. Our government literally is setting up kind of like a puppet government like they're doing in Iraq with little local military bases merging with the police departments. So please speak to the draft.
Well, the Libertarian Party and I are adamantly opposed to the draft. I do believe that it is slavery. If we have a genuine threat to the United States, I believe that many, many people will voluntarily, you know, sign up for the military to help protect our liberty. Anytime the government has to force you to go and fight, that's a real clear indication that the general population does not support that military
action. But isn't the government the boss and we work for them? Isn't that what freedom's about, where you're a slave and the government tells you what to do?
Well, clearly not. The preamble says we the people ordain and establish the Constitution. We invented government and they work for us.
It doesn't say we the authorities, we the... You know, government now calls us civilians. Mayors even call us civilians. That's a dangerous piece of nomenclature, is it not?
Yes, it is. And I am here to, you know, run this campaign to challenge the idea that Congress can tell us what to do, that they can run our lives. I am here to put forth the idea that the government, the Constitution does not apply to us. It applies to government. It puts limitations on the government. It does not give you your rights. And it is time for someone to stand up and speak the truth. And that is what I'm attempting to do, to teach people about the Constitution, to teach them about their rights, and to put government back in its place as the servant of the people.
How do folks get involved in your campaign?
Well, they can visit my website at badnarik.org. That's B-A-D-N-A-R-I-K. They can tell, they can start talking to their friends. The idea that we are not supposed to talk about religion or politics in social circles is a lie. If we started talking more about politics, then we wouldn't have these problems.
Oh, so, yeah, people aren't stupid. They're focused in on issues of no significance. They know, you know, the average male knows all about how to guzzle beer and watch the football game, but doesn't
right.
spend any time knowing what his rights are or what his children's rights are. And same thing for women. If we started spending a little more time being informed, we'd find out, number one, that our rights have been violated, we're being enslaved, and number two, that it's exciting to be informed, it's exciting to be involved. Is it
yes,
not, Michael?
It
I mean,
oh,
you started your fight a few years ago, and now you're a presidential candidate for the third
right.
largest party in the country.
And it's very exciting, it's exhilarating, and I am having so much positive effect. People are coming up to me, asking me questions. They like our platform. Everyone loves liberty. And when they find out that there is a political party that is actually trying to protect your rights, trying to help you retain your liberty, they also get very enthusiastic. So I'm seeing a great deal of support. People can contribute to my campaign at Amazon.com. Amazon.com has a place where you can vote for any of the presidential candidates. I am currently running third, and I am only a few thousand dollars behind George Bush. So it would gather a whole lot of publicity if your listeners would go to Amazon.com to contribute, put me ahead of George Bush, and then I think ABC and CBS would start to contact me because of the impact.
Is there a link at Badnarik on the website to that?
I believe there is. You can go to badnarik.org, and you can also contribute directly at badnarik.org.
So they've kind of got a contest going on Amazon.
There's a big contest on Amazon. I am currently in third place, but I was in third place when I arrived at our national convention. And, you know, I was not, admittedly, everyone's first choice, but I was everyone's favorite second choice. And when the voting started going back and forth and people realized that Gary Nolan was no longer an option, they selected me as their second choice, and I was able to inch out Aaron Russo. And the wonderful thing is that all of the Libertarian Party has now come together behind my campaign. We have a lot of energy, a lot of synergy, a lot of cohesiveness that we did not have after some of our other conventions.
All right, let's go to some calls, and we'll go ahead and try to go to Tennessee and speak to Alan in Tennessee. Alan, go ahead. You're on the air, Alan. Okay, that's the second time we tried to go to him. We'll go ahead and let him go. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Hawaii. Michael, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Alex. I got a question for Mr. Badnarik. What's the difference between, and first off, I want to say I really enjoy his answers, Alex, like you said, clear, concise, and it's so refreshing to hear a constitutional basis for the answers to questions that a candidate is given. I'd like to ask Mr. Badnarik, what's the difference between his party, the Libertarian Party, and the Constitutional Party?
Well, we have very many similarities. We all talk about the Constitution. The Libertarian Party stops at the Constitution. The Constitution Party takes it one step further and goes to the Bible. and I am fully in favor of the First Amendment. I support everyone's freedom of religion. And if they were, if someone believes in the Quran, I think that's just as valid. That is a decision that you make with your Creator. And so I'm a libertarian because I believe that supports freedom of religion just a little bit better than the Constitution Party does.
Thanks. All right. Anything else, Michael?
Nope. That's it. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Mike, congratulations on this. I'm glad you got in the nomination. My question is the bureaucracy of the public school system getting the federal government completely out, and then that would be one of your top priorities, right?
Oh, absolutely. We started the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare back in 1953, and last year we just experienced 50 years of government control of our schools. In the 50s, American students were number one in math and science, and today we spend 10 times as much per student, and our students are functionally illiterate.
We're behind every industrialized country and behind a bunch of third world countries, and if you follow the graph of federal spending, the test scores drop along the line of the draft, and that's because by design, and I've had former heads of the Department of Education on this show, they have handbooks on how to dumb people down. This is by design. Michael?
Yes, the Department of Education is unconstitutional. There's no authority for the federal government to do that. And we should eliminate that department simply because they're inefficient. The only way to get real education is to put the curriculum back in the hands of the parents and teachers, the people who know the children, who care for the children. A parent has a responsibility to teach their children values and teach them to grow up to be good citizens. If parents give that responsibility to government, it's little wonder that our children grow up not having the values that we want them to have.
Okay, anything else from Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and spread the word about this. I'm really pumped up, and I've got a former congressman who does a radio talk show, and I'm going to mention about this and see if he can get you on as a guest.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a way to really help Michael Bagnarek and his constitutionally-based libertarian platform. I think he's one of the best libertarians out there. Doesn't go too far into the left. Or into the fake neocon side of things. And, yeah, help get him on other radio shows. That's a great way to reach millions of people. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Michael, I want to hear your position on the Federal Circuit Bar Associations and immigration and free trade.
Okay, that's the tall order. The court systems that we have in the United States are fairly corrupt. They are the ones that are supposed to be protecting our rights, and they're not. We need to have fully informed juries. John Jay was one of the writers of the Federalist Papers. He was the first Supreme Court justice, and his instructions to the jury were that they were supposed to decide the facts of the case, and also to determine the law, to determine whether a particular law was applicable in that situation. Today, judges routinely instruct the juries to determine the facts, but they insist that as the judge, they will determine the law, and the jurors are required to use the judge's interpretation.
There are countless examples where a judge will not let the jury see the law. He will tell them how to rule.
That's right. And even when juries find someone not guilty, there's been cases when judges overrule.
That was the Waco decision. The Waco criminal case in 94. They were found not guilty, but the judge said, well, I find you guilty of using weapons in the commission of a crime, when they were found not guilty of all the crimes.
Right. And when our governments, when our judges overturn the law and they take the law into their own hands, they literally become outlaws, and we the people are the source of all political power. The jury system is the strongest check on government intrusion into our lives, and people need to become more informed about their rights as a juror. We need to stop avoiding jury duty like it's a plague or being kept after school. And if we the people want to take back our rights, we need to have more people on juries contradicting what the judges are currently doing.
I hate to, these petty tyrants, I hate to hurry you, but try to answer his other two questions. We've got a lot of calls.
The immigration, basically on free trade, we believe that people should be free to come and go. The United States is the greatest country in the world because during the late 1850s and early 1900s, millions of people came from Europe. The Jews, the Polish, the Italians, I mean, everybody came here. They set up their little businesses, and they all came with the clothes on their back to get a
Right there, let me stop you, because I've had a chance to hear you talk about this for an hour, and it made sense, but you have to go through the rest of the policies or people won't understand. If we had a true free market, if Mexico had a true free market, if China had a true free market, If the government wasn't paying massive welfare and putting ads in foreign newspapers to get the people to come here, the market would keep it from happening by the tens of millions that then drives down our wages. So because we don't have a free market, we cannot allow open borders. Plus, there's the security issue. Speak to it, please.
That's true. And our free trade agreements, NAFTA and GATT, are called free trade, but what they do is they create a hostile economic environment which forces companies to move their manufacturing and jobs elsewhere.
Yeah, so NAFTA is 14,000 pages long. I mean, that's not free trade. It's
that is not free trade. And people say, well, Americans couldn't possibly compete with all the slave labor in China, which is ridiculous. In the United States, we have technology, we have automated assembly plants, and you cannot make me believe that our American technology cannot produce better products faster at a cheaper cost.
But the elite have set it up to where that won't work, where China can have a 40%, 42% tariff on us. We have a 2% on them. So at this point, Michael, I mean, we certainly can't allow 20-something million people here who aren't documented just to do whatever they want, can we?
No, we can't. And the fact is that during the immigration of the 1800s and 1900s, we had policies at Ellis Island which made sure that people who were coming to this country were not known criminals, that they did not have diseases, and there were a certain percentage of people at Ellis Island who were turned back and sent back to Europe. But for the most part, anybody who wanted to come here to work hard, to increase their own standard of living, and to help make the United States a great country, which is exactly what happened.
So you would stop the welfare, and then that would cut out about 80% of it.
Absolutely. We definitely. Welfare is theft. If I take $100 for you at the point of a gun, that's theft. If I spend that $100 on ice cream for orphans, that does not suddenly miraculously...
Okay, so what would you do at the point, though, of while it's set up like this, not a free market, you know, we'd have to control the border, deport the people who were here illegally by the tens of millions, and then fix the internal mechanisms before going back to, trying to get back to a free market. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the sequence is. I'm just basically trying to spread the message. I would have a lot of people on my cabinet who are smarter than I am about the economy and smarter than I am about the military. I would surround myself with people who have studied this. I've studied the Constitution. I know that my powers as president would be limited. And we're supposed to have a system of checks and balances. And right now, Congress passes unconstitutional laws, the president rubber stamps them, and the Supreme Court, willfully misinterprets them.
Yeah, they don't even read it. Thanks for the call, Richard. Quickly, folks, Regina in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Regina.
Hey, Alex. How about if he hires you for that consultant, please? we need it bad. Mr. Bednarik, I just wanted to say real quick, remember when the Trade Promotion Authority was passed, they gave Bill Clinton that fast-track trade authority. The Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, says it's the Congress that's to regulate trade. So, when we say all these things, let's keep in mind we already gave everything away. And I wanted to ask you...
That's what he just said. We've got to go back to the limitation, the separation of powers.
I wouldn't give it to anybody else. I wouldn't refer it to any other entity other than him to make the decisions because I don't trust the guy.
No, but see, that's how this starts. He has to reduce his authority immediately to get back to the Constitution.
Okay, I want to ask him real quick here. Number one, I want to try to get his petition signed in Pennsylvania because I am excited about this, but I just want to put a heads up on this. I don't know if this is something that's just a small detail that isn't being resolved, but somehow the people that have the petition don't have your name as the first person. If you could answer, if you know anything about this, tell me what to do. The second question is this whole thing now, it seems to me that every time that we have somebody like you seem to be not so much, I believe, into this. I listen to Alex, no sales tax, no national sales tax. Now we have this movement, H.R. 25. It's being pushed by the Christian Coalition. They got their words out. They got their flyers out. And I just read it, and it made me kind of sick because basically our little mouthpiece up here in the Pittsburgh area who pushes everything that's Republican. This is after they threw our country away.
Yeah, I gotta let you go. Ballot access, getting libertarians on the ballot everywhere where they've been thrown off, and then secondarily, this new sales tax meant to run in tandem with the income tax. Go ahead.
The ballot access and laws in Pennsylvania are horrendous. They violate freedom of speech, basically, by preventing the Libertarian Party from being on the ballot. They force us to jump through hoops. It's the same as giving blacks the right to vote, but then having poll taxes and Jim Crow laws that make that impossible to follow through. The sales taxes, my goal is to eliminate the IRS and not replace it with anything. What we need to do is we need to reduce the size of government so that we don't have to pay for those in the first place. The Constitution was ratified in 1789, that we didn't have an income tax until 1913. We had over 100 years where the United States was the most prosperous country in the world.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation inside the Bilderberg Group. Coming up with Big Jim Tucker, fresh back from Italy. We'll find out how his attempted infiltration went. Now we got loaded phones. Try to get as many of you in here. Just briefly, visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. for the books and videos and T-shirts and pro-freedom, pro-liberty information that we have to offer. Get my 9/11 films. Get my police state films. Get them. Make copies. Get them out to everybody. It is so important, and your support is needed, folks. So InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. Big discounts when you order three or more of any of my films, so ask about that when you call or read about it on the website. 1-888-253-3139. All that evil men entire see to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So stop doing nothing. 888-253-3139. And go to lp.org and check out Michael Bagnarek or his website. We'll plug here in just a second. Quickly, Rich in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Michael and Alex. Michael, are you a born-again Christian, and what is your personal position on abortion, and what is your party's position? Appreciate your answer, buddy.
Okay. I will refuse to answer religious questions because Article 6 of the Constitution says that no religious test will be taken. What you need to know is that I will defend your right to religion. So if I were to, for example, say that I was Buddhist, which I'm not, but all the Buddhists would be in support of me and, you know, other religions would not. So I refuse to answer that question. I will definitely defend your religion. The Libertarian Party believes that a woman owns her body and that she has a right to choose. I understand that this is a controversial issue, and it will remain so until we can determine.
Well, I went to a libertarian meeting a few months ago, and they believe a woman has a right, but that the baby is separate from her, and it has a right. And so there's a large debate raging in the Libertarian Party concerning that.
That's right. The Libertarian Party is split. There's a large group of libertarians that that are opposed to abortion. Our official party platform is that at this stage, that a woman's body is hers, and that is really the question. When does the baby take ownership of its body? When does the baby's rights begin?
I certainly believe it's a human being, and then it moves into the whole eugenics field from there. We need to stop the practice. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to who's up next? Brooke in Rhode Island. Brooke, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Alex. Thanks, Michael, for taking my call. I have a question for you, and I'd like to know, what is your position on Masonic affairs, an anti-Masonic party, and elected officials who belong to such organizations and secret societies?
Basically, the private secret intelligence agencies are mafias. So your comments on those?
Well, I believe that we, the people, own this government. They work for us. Anything that is secret is suspect. I mean, you can have your privacy at home for your personal life, but when you take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, to protect other people's rights, to have any other oath that would supersede that would definitely be a conflict of interest.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree with that. Last caller we have time for, Wesley in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Wesley from from Eastern Tennessee. How are you today?
We got about 30 seconds. I'm okay.
Can you hold me over?
Oh, Mr. Bagnarek has to leave us now. Do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's kind of a cop-out about that answer about what religion he belongs to. Everybody said that when Jack Kennedy was elected that the Pope was going to run the country, and we know that was a bunch of malarkey.
Well, I think, Michael, I mean, we're just having him on so you can hear his views. I think he doesn't want to get into the whole balkanized situation. We're playing people off against each other. He's saying he'll defend everybody's rights. And I would hope that would include the unborn, but that's a debate in the Libertarian Party. I've got to let you go, Wesley. Michael Bagnarek, great having you on. What's your website?
My website is badnarek.org, B-A-D-N-A-R-I-K, and they can call 1-800-68...
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened.
Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.